You know that I feel like it's important to express yourself. You got to put your true self out there. And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do that.
That's right. Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know it doesn't get any more comfortable than the Croc clogs and sandals. They are just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit Crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's power in every purchase, because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. And y'all know I love my lip bar products. That's just one, to name a few.
There is a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long.
That's right, y'all. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
That's right. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Okay, sometimes I can't stand how much I hate to love you so much.
Aww.
Seriously.
That was like kind of like backhanded, I feel like.
It is kind of backhanded. I'm going to explain why. But go ahead.
Oh, well, I mean, it's one of those things where can you love and hate somebody at the same time?
Yes. Dead ass.
Hey, I'm Kadeen.
And I'm DeVal.
And we're the Ellises.
You may know us from posting funny videos with our boys.
And reading each other publicly as a form of therapy.
Wait, I make you need therapy?
Most days.
Wow.
Oh, and one more important thing to mention, we're married.
Yes, sir, we are. We created this podcast to open dialogue about some of life's most taboo topics.
Things most folks don't want to talk about.
Through the lens of a millennial married couple. Deadass is a term that we say every day. So when we say deadass, we're actually saying facts. 100. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We about to take pillow talk to a whole new level.
Deadass starts right now.
All right. So let's go to story time. Okay.
What you got up your sleeve today?
I'm going to take us back to Hofstra.
Ooh. This Hofstra. Is like a throwback.
2004.
Yikes.
This is my junior year of college. I'm in the prime of my athletic career in college. On my way to being an All-American. I'm winning Offensive Player of the Week like 3 times in a row. I'm tired, okay? I'm tired. And my beautiful girlfriend at the time, we have the same classes, of course, because we do everything together. Smart, right? I said, babe, I hit her with the no air voice, you know? I said, babe, can you sign me in the class? You know, I get some extra, some sleep. She goes, sure, babe, I got you, whatever you need. So now I'm thinking I'm golden.
He got me doing illegal stuff, y'all.
So there's nothing illegal about
that.
Don't
go pulling up sign-up sheets from back in the day.
So we got the sign-up sheets. We got this stuff. We got everything, right? It's time to take the tests, the exams. I was good at cramming, right? My wife, who I love dearly, right? I say, babe, can I borrow your notes to study? She goes, uh-uh. I'm like, what you mean, uh-uh? She said, I'm not giving you my notes. I said, yo, you signed me in. You know I don't got no notes for that class.
That wasn't
class.
Part of the deal, though. And
I was hold on. She goes, that's not my problem. You're going to have to figure that out. And I'm sitting here like, yo, you set me up for the okie doke. But here's the crazy part, though, right? I got my textbooks. I studied. And I passed. So I appreciate you for doing that. Because it made me do my work. So I love you for that. But I hate the fact that you get so, like, prim and proper at the wrong time. It's like the wrong time now to have morals. You should have just never signed me in. I hate the fact that you get so prim and proper at the wrong time, especially when I need you the most.
Don't try to make me feel guilty. I did a lot of the work by going to class and being a very diligent note taker. Okay.
And that's why I wanted your notes. But you left me out to dry.
I did. You had to learn a lesson. And look at the great man you are today. Not just your parents did that.
Oh, gosh. I hate you sometimes. I swear to God. I hate you sometimes. I swear to God. I have no idea.
The feeling is mutual. How about that? Well, since we're walking around using the H word today, okay, since we're talking about hate and whatnot, at first when I saw hate on the rundown, I was like, oh, are we talking about like when you feel like people hate on you? But I have my husband up in here today talking about he has moments where he hates me.
I hate that I love you because I'd be wanting to be mad.
You see, don't
try
to women hear stuff now.
You see how you heard your own thing?
All I heard was about say, oh, he hates me. Guys, he hates me.
I literally in the soundbite said, I hate that I love you so much.
Rewind
meaning
the sound
I'd be
bite,
wanting
let me make sure.
To be mad, but I can't
like
be
I
mad
said,
at
it
you.
Sounded a little
God,
under
you be hearing.
Hand,
that's another thing. That's another thing I got put on my list. Go ahead.
We got lists today?
Hit the karaoke.
Anyway.
Hit the karaoke.
Anyway, to put a little sugar on top, you know, I had to pull up something out the crates from my girl Rihanna featuring
Riri
Neo.
And NeNe.
The homie.
Riri and NeNe.
I hate how much I love you, boy.
Go ahead.
I can't stand how much I need you. Because I do. I just hate how much I love you, boy.
Uh-huh.
But I just can't let you go. And
yeah.
I hate that I love you so. Ooh.
What's the word when someone is like right, like righteous, gets righteous at the wrong time? I literally hate when you get righteous at the wrong time.
You act like that's a character trait. Like I do that often. Do I?
Yes, bro. Bro, like, yo, you like, for example, we'll be having a full-fledged argument, right? And in the middle of the argument, she want to get righteous and correct my grammar. Don't correct my grammar in the middle of an argument, son.
It's like a pet peeve. It's a pet peeve. Some things I just can't let slide. Like, you know, like I seen you the other day. You saw me the other day. You didn't see me.
There's certain things about your partner that will annoy the shit out of you.
That's
a
fact.
Like, and the funny thing is, those things that annoy you tend to be the things that you need the most in your life. Because now I be on grandma alert when I speak to her and other people. So it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like a form of accountability.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as a follow up or as an extension to your story, okay?
Go ahead.
In college, DeVal would have me signing him into class because he would align with me and take the same classes as me. I mean, your boy changed his whole major to be with me, just so y'all know, okay?
Can we get a round of applause for me? Working the system. The system's DeVal been against us for so long. I worked the system.
He found a loophole.
3.1 GPA. Thank you. Thank you.
He found a loophole, a.k.a. Kadeem, and was like,
I found all your loopholes.
Several. But that, you know, he found a loophole in the system and was like, you know what? I met him and he was a business finance major. And then all of a sudden, he's in the School of Communications with me. Okay? So this one particular class, and this is why it got under my skin, because this was the story prior to this note situation. It was Professor Drucker's class, mass communication. Okay? Never forget it. And I used to go and sit through that woman's lectures for an hour and 35 minutes every Tuesday, Thursday. When I tell you, it was like filleting my skin with a dull knife. Okay? So I suffered through that and took diligent notes. You should see me with different color highlighters and all that, pens, whatever, whatever. And was like really trying my all in this class. You know what I mean?
Doing too much, but go ahead.
Don't tell me how to take my notes. So was doing, you know, doing my due diligence with my work and my notes and everything. We had a group project that we had to do. DeVal was in a different group though. So I'm that group member that's like, I'm all in. We're going to do this. We're going to get this A. DeVal was probably like toe into this group project, right? Went up there and BS'd this whole thing with his group, right?
Yo, I didn't even study.
Didn't study nothing. Like, gave this whole presentation. At the end of the class, the last day, this is the final project, DeVal goes to Professor Drucker. I really, really thoroughly enjoyed this semester with you. I feel like I learned so much. And I'm standing in the background like, nigga, you ain't been to like more than two lectures the whole semester, right? She probably don't even know your face because it's one of those classes where there was like several of us.
She didn't know it, but she remembers it now.
And I bust my tail in that class too. We get our grades in that semester. What did you get in that class, DeVal?
A.
What did I get in that class, DeVal?
A B.
My only B the whole semester. I had straight A's. The one B.
So what's the moral of the story?
That girl.
What's the moral of the
story,
guys?
So that being said, I was like, from now on, I'll sign you in, but you ain't using my notes, bro.
So the moral of the story is
college. I'm petty.
You are petty. That's one of the morals.
I'm petty.
The other moral of the story is college is all about relationships. Okay?
Well, I guess you don't played get the game it twisted really well. Now.
I you walked in the there. I charmed really well. The hell out of Professor Drucker. I literally met her one time.
One time. One interaction.
I looked in her eyes and I said, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
And you lined your hair up that day too. You knew what you were doing.
I did.
You gazed her in her eye with your lineup, your sharp lineup and whatnot. It's all right. It's all good.
But look, and I mean, I'll be honest, okay? I used you. All right?
I felt used.
I admit it. I used you.
Thanks.
Okay? But I had a purpose. I had a reason to do it because I knew that in life I was going to be able to return the favor. And I feel like I have. Have I not?
That is fair to say. Can we shake on that?
You shake on that.
Okay. So now that that's over.
So it was one of the things that you hate about me is I know how to charm my way through things. Is that one of the things you hate about me?
No, that's actually a talent. And I'm jealous that you do have that. I envy that. Like, you're able to just BS stuff at the best times. You know what I mean?
But
the
it's good not
thing
BS.
With, the good thing is that with your BS comes substance and you're intelligent. So you're able to translate the BS into something of substance. So that's cool. You're not just a regular old bullshit artist. You know what I mean?
No, because I appreciate that about you. But hold on. I don't like that it's called BS. What I know how to do is I know people. Mm-hmm. I know people. And I think too often people forget that relationships matter. And rather than
that is true.
Working with the person, they want to show how smart they are. Everybody don't want to hear how smart you are. And I think that that's what happened with you and Professor Drucker. You were very smart. You were intelligent. And you wanted to get up there and show everything that you know. And you was up. And I used to watch her when you was up there. I watched her when a lot of them young ladies was up there. She was an old, dried up old lady at that point. And y'all all these young, vibrant titties sitting up, y'all on a small waist, and y'all up there telling all y'all knowledge. And she used to be sitting up there rolling her eyes. And I was like, oh, she not trying
so
to
hear none
of that.
So you were just reading the room at that point.
You got to know how to read the room.
Got you, see?
Read the room.
You schooled me a bit too late. You should have told me that back in the day. I would have got her a damn apple or something.
I would have schooled you, but you know what? You made me do my own notes. So
all right, all's fair. So, the task at hand today.
Mm-hmm.
Playing a little game here. Shout out to Tribble. No?
Tribble!
Right.
From the diaphragm.
For coming up with a fun little activity here.
Yes.
We made a list of three things that we hate about each other. And I know hate could be a very strong word. I get it. However, it be like that sometimes, especially in relationships, especially after being with someone for going so on 19 years. So there's just shit that you downright hate, and that's just what it is. Mm-hmm. In a set of 2014 experiments, all right, researchers mm-hmm. found evidence to suggest that thinking about romantic partners can provoke both positive and negative emotions.
Yes.
In other words, you can simultaneously love and hate your partner, which I completely agree with.
And that. I think that's important for people to know that, because so often I hear guys and girls say, oh, I don't like that my partner does this. Is that should I move on? And I'm just like, you don't really have to love everything about your partner for it to be a good, solid relationship. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel like things come in ebbs and flows. So it's waves. You have moments Absolutely. Where you hate something in that moment. There are chronic things that you hate. For example, could be like pet peeves about
right.
you leaving your pile of clothes on the floor.
And like you leaving the garbage sweeping, in the corner.
Me, yeah. I don't do that. That's my mom. Sorry, mom. I'm not throwing you under the bus, but Mimi does that, y'all. Mimi be taking the garbage out of the garbage container and putting it next to the garbage container in the garage. Not me. But I will sweep and leave like the pile of dust in the corner. Like that's like a thing
just
that I
threw
do.
Threw your mother under the bus.
Sorry, mom.
Mimi, I'm so sorry.
It just happens like that when you
I'm
start.
I'm so
to
sorry, Mimi. She did not have to do that. She did not.
Yo, when you
Mimi,
start
I'm
to
sorry.
Live with people full time, you're gonna just start calling stuff out.
That woman birthed you.
She sure did.
She birthed
Love
you.
Love her for it. Shout out to you, Mimi.
No epidural,
but girl. Just put Pain. The garbage. You took the garbage out of the container. You might as well put it in the bin. Like, boing. That's it.
Mimi, I do not approve of this message. I appreciate you, Mimi. Once again, you're not reading
we
the room.
We love Mimi.
You're not reading the room. I am.
Because she knows Mimi going to pull up receipts. And she'll be like, I just saw on the Instagram that you were talking yes. about me. People
on
said
the, on the
people
Instagram.
Said you were talking about me. And they're tagging me in this. So, yeah. But, yeah, there's just little things that become small things. And then they're like character. I don't want to say flaws, but they're character traits that people may have that you tend to hate. Right? No.
I'm on mine. It's flaws. Character flaws. Like I got flaws, B.
Right. But like, I mean something like, okay. So what's something you have your first thing on your list? Let me pull up my list.
Go ahead, pull up your list.
Let's see, I got about one.
Yo,
two,
she y'all guys, she's so dramatic, bro.
Three,
she gonna pull out pages.
Four. I got my list. Thanks.
All right.
But you can go first.
I'm gonna go first.
Go ahead.
All right. The first thing, well, I already said one. One was the fact that I hate that she tries to be very, very righteous at the wrong time. I hate that, right?
Okay.
The second thing I hate about Kadeem, right? And I've always hated about Kadeem, and this goes to your family as well. Sorry, Mimi. But I
just
hate
pulling my whole family in.
I hate the fact that y'all care so much what other people think. Like,
okay.
Yes,
that's how I grew up like that.
Hate it, bro.
See, I don't feel like that now. That's something you actually had to pull me out of.
Mm-hmm.
Worrying what people think. If I worried what people thought, I'd be here today. I wouldn't be talking to y'all. I would not be right. the presence that I am on social media. So I've definitely learned
True.
To let that go.
Also, I also want to be very clear that when we're talking about the things that we hate, we're also going to talk about how those things are not deal breakers, because in some way, shape, or form, they do make you better as a person. Because the things you hate oftentimes are often reflections of yourself that you know you need to fix and you really don't want to fix it.
Or
so
it just may
it,
be different. Like
that's
you
true.
Just may
it
not
could,
have
it
been
be
raised or conditioned to feel that way.
Right.
So it could be a thing where you learn.
But I do feel like your family being that way and you being like that, right? I always have to take heed to how things are going to be towards you. And what it did was made me more cognizant about my surroundings and what I put out, because I know that it's going to affect you.
Right.
So in a way, it's helped me. You know what I'm saying? You know, mm-hmm. I talk about reading the room. It's helped me because sometimes I get to a point where I don't give a shit about the room. Like sometimes I don't care if it's my thought, if it's my opinion, if it's my feeling, I'm just going to say it. But when you live with someone and you know that what you say may affect them, you learn how to take a step back and think twice, especially in the social media era.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they normally say you write a tweet, you delete it, you rewrite it, delete it again. Think about if you want to tweet it before you actually tweet it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually go through that now because I know how my things often affect you. So even though I hate that because right. I want to feel free enough to say how I feel, I do appreciate it.
Well, yeah,
so,
I mean,
you know
I think,
saying?
Yeah, also too, I think people always tend to lump us together, you and I, because we're individuals, but we also have the presence as the Ellis's
yes.
or Deadass the Podcast or Deval and Kadeen. So we get lumped together. And what I don't particularly like about that is that you're very expressive.
Yes.
You're very expressive.
Yes.
You're also, you know, willing to just like write dissertations in your captions and stuff like that. For me, I don't use social media in that way all the time. So then it becomes a thing where, well, Deval shares so much and then Kadeen never says anything about that. For example, you may post a beautiful picture or like tribute to me, mm-hmm. and then you'll give a whole long thing about like, you know, a piece of our relationship
of
or
course,
something about
our
love.
Share.
Like, that's how you share. And then people sometimes have commented, men in particular have commented like,
yes.
well, why doesn't Kadeen do the same for Deval? So it's like, why should I be expected to do the same thing? Maybe I'm more private with how I show my husband how I care about him. Maybe I'm not doing it for social media. Not that you are.
Can I respond to that though, Rue?
Uh-huh.
Men have said to me that they feel like women are typically always the more emotionally sharing person in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And women have often said to, their women have said to them, look, you know, you don't share about me, but look how Deval shares about Kadeen.
Mm-hmm.
But then they always say to me, well, Deval shares and Kadeen doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So there's like, so if I, you know, if I share, what does that prove? Because she doesn't mm-hmm. feel the need to share. And if I share, is she going to stop sharing?
Right.
And that goes to what you're saying is like, people do as they please. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just because I share doesn't mean that I expect Kadeen to share. But I do get women who do say to me like, damn, Kadeen doesn't share as much because they lump us together.
Mm-hmm.
And men kind of put it on you that Deval does it and she doesn't. So this is why I'm not sharing with my girl.
Right.
Because he's doing it.
So everyone has
not
an argument for whatever side they're on at that point.
And it's just being a thing where you either do or you don't.
Right.
You know
I had to just kind of, it took a long time for me, like you said, to break free of that mm-hmm. because I see how caring so much about what other people think has limited mm-hmm. various people in my family,
mm-hmm.
stopped them from a potential venture, has stopped them from doing something they wanted to do. And it's just so restricting to me. So once you and I just really just been like, this is what it is. We're going to put content out there. We're going to share what we want to share. We're deliberate with what we share. And I appreciate that you always consult or run by me mm-hmm. things that you want to share just because you know that it will in turn affect me. I appreciate that. But I just realize how freeing it is to just be able to put things out there and just be okay with it.
And to be clear, as much as I hate the fact that she cares so much what people think, she hates the fact that I don't care what people think.
Right.
And she used to be on me like, I don't want to be seen on Instagram in a bonnet.
Right.
I don't want to be seen. Right. I was like, shut up. And I would post it and she would be mad. So the hate was going back and forth. But
it was
back
and forth.
What's your thing?
So my first thing, that I hate about you is that you have no off button. I hate that. You have no off button. Deval does not know when to turn off. Okay?
No.
And I will say,
I don't.
The benefit to that is that Deval accomplishes a lot and gets a lot of things done.
Yes.
In a timely manner.
Yes.
Me, I'm like, you can take the evening off. You can put your phone on vibrate. You can miss the call. Like, you can do those things just for your own sanity because then he's like overworked. He's overstressed. He's worried about his hair.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, bro, right here is probably like that phone call that you probably didn't have to take in that moment. So then it falls on me to be the person that designates time for him to decompress and disconnect. Which is cool because then we get to reconnect, you know?
There are plenty of ways to relieve stress, my lady.
Why you always gotta bring it back to that, though?
I'm not bringing it back to that,
but
I'm just
saying. Why you gotta bring it back to that?
A nigga be stressed.
But that's in part two because you don't know
when
to clock out. And the hard part about being an entrepreneur, for us having our businesses together, you being a working actor, you don't know how to just relax. I promise y'all, for the past couple of days, right? Mimi, Cairo, and Kaz have been in New York. We've been here with Jackson. And there have been days where we literally have finished work and there's just been not much to do. And before this guy just like relaxes, takes some time to watch a movie and chill with us, he's looking for the next thing to do. And I'm just like, bro, I could see your mind racing. And before you just decompress for a little bit, you're thinking about the next thing to do. I think I hate that. Because
I don't know, you guys
tell me when to clock out. I'm clocking the hell out.
You guys can't see me, but I'm taken back. Okay, I'm taken back. You want to know why? I don't know how to rest. I have no off button. But every day I get 47 packages at my door. Who's responsible to pay for those packages?
Some of that is PR, because that goes to the PR box. The PO box. I have been good lately. I have been good lately. And I'm a working woman as well. Don't get it twisted. So if I'm going to be purchasing things, it means I'm going to be purchasing things as well, because I've earned it. So don't even blame it on my packages.
I'm not.
Talk about how you don't know how to disconnect.
I'm not even going to defend your accusation. I'm going to go to my next hate mode.
See, that means that I'm right. Yep. I'm not going to defend it. We're going to move on.
I'm not going to defend it.
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't have an off button. Mm-hmm. I don't have an off button. Okay. You reap the benefits of me not having an off button.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
So I'm not even going
to defend it. We're able to live our lifestyle in part too because Deval has an off button. What I said, he gets a lot of things accomplished. I just am concerned as his wife about his health.
Oh, now you're going to bring it to my health? Now you bring that was great. Absolutely. Can we get a round of applause for Kadeen? She's worried about my health.
I've been said I was worried about your health, and you're here. Like, I'm concerned about these things. Listen. So me being concerned about those things, it's a total package, bro. All right. Like, I want you to live long with me. I want us to be able to grow, you know, old and fabulous together. Together.
I got you.
Period.
So can I move on to my next hate thing?
You
now?
See, he already got three things out. I only got one, but you just got like.
You told me to go next. You know what? Fine, I'll let you go back to back.
All right, well, I'm gonna go there because I got one.
Drake, go ahead, Drake. Go back to back. Put your papers. I should knock your papers out of your hand.
I hate that you feel like your way of doing things is the be all. And all only correct way to do things. There are other ways. People have their methods. People have their processes. Y'all see how my hand is going right now?
My heart right now.
Deval feels that his way is the be all that ends all. It's Deval's way or the highway. True or false?
First of all, that's false. What? That's false. It is absolutely false. I don't feel that my way is the only way.
Yes, you do.
But I will say this, though. In order for me to believe that your way works, you have to prove to me that your way works. And if you're not consistent at proving to me that your way works, why would I believe that I should follow your way?
Well, what if my way takes a little bit longer than your way?
Time is all we have in life. That is the only currency that matters. I can't sit here and wait till you figure out when you want to figure stuff out.
Well, the figuring out sometimes is part of the lesson. It's part of the process for people. But I feel like sometimes you just are just like, well, do it this way. And then like, and if someone doesn't do it that way, then you're just kind of like, well, damn, that was stupid.
Listen, guys. Once again, I'm not going to argue with my wife. I am not going to try to deflect. I'm going to receive this information. Okay. I'm going to receive this information. And what I will do is I will apologize if I made you feel that way.
All right? You're right, because you're going to try to apologize for almost 19 years worth of Deval feeling like he's right all the time. And I will say, come on. Deval does have amazing ideas a lot of the times. Like, shoot, if a company comes to me and is like, hey, can we need you to do a video? I'll be like, Deval. Like, it's a running joke with our manager, Denora, and I that I'm just like, hey, we need a concept for this, that, and the third. I'll be like, consult my consultant, him.
You see what I'm saying?
Because I know his
strengths.
Because
my mind is always running.
But I know your strengths. I think a lot of it with relationships is knowing about strengths and weaknesses, knowing who is better equipped to do certain things in certain moments, then getting that task done. So I can appreciate and respect the fact that Deval has certain strengths. However, there's certain areas where there's room for a little bit of like, you know, let's see how it goes. And Deval's just
that.
Like, nah, son,
that,
do Kadeen. It my way. Nah,
I hear
son.
That, Kadeen. But respectfully, your way be taking too long, bro.
Not all the time. Sometimes it hits me.
Yo,
ways,
yo,
like,
yo,
eh.
Yo.
It depends this, on what I got. All right,
can I get a honorable mention? Because this wasn't even one of my list of things.
Oh, so you got four things?
This is my honorable mention. This is an honorable mention, right?
Triple, can you print out the other 8 pages I have?
Don't include Triple.
Triple.
First of all,
please.
Y'all see how much this is the most talking Kadeen has ever done on the podcast. Let it be the episode where she got to tell me she hate me or something. And she up here just talking, flapping them lips, flipping.
No, it's because it's the first podcast of the day, and you know I had my caffeine this morning, so I got a little energy. Y'all got me on a good note.
This is one of my honorable mentions, right? Okay. I hate that my wife procrastinates and thinks.
What's with the fingers that, though?
Because this is me trying to not have a stroke while I say the word procrastinate because it bothers me so much. Like, it's not okay to do things on your time because you know that I'm going to get stuff done. And then your response to me when I ask you why you haven't get this done is to be like, some things are just a process. You can't do that to people, son. The mortgage is due on the 1st. The car note is due on the 3rd. We have 3 kids. They not waiting for nobody. So I can't be up here waiting for nobody. I can't call Morgan Chase, Manhattan Bay, JP Morgan and be like, listen, hey, it's a process to getting these bills paid. Let me get back to you about 13, 14 more days. I can't do that.
You could have honorably not mentioned that, but whatever.
Hold on.
Whatever.
Hold on.
I do. I mean, you know, I'm a worker.
You procrastinate.
The good Lord is working on me. That's all I have to say about that. Okay? The good Lord is working on me. He has a process, clearly, because yes. It's taking a bit longer. But you got to respect it.
What I'll do is I'll also say, through her procrastinating and learning to be patient, I've learned how to slow down a little bit and appreciate the things that are happening during the process. For example, this will take me to my final thing that I hate about my wife.
DeVal, you on like number 12 now. Like, my wife only had 2 solid ones.
Can you not cut me off?
Sorry.
That was another honorable mention.
Now
my wife, some
kind of way.
My wife likes to cut me off. Right?
No, I'm in my feelings now.
Don't be in your feelings.
Okay.
My wife loves to spend money. Like, she loves to spend money. And me, I still get a conniption when I think about money leaving my account. Right, so I hate it, but I can't say I hate it because I love to spoil her. So it's really not just you. I love to spoil you. And I will say this about that. I've learned to appreciate moments, memories, and experiences because of you. If it were up to me, I'd probably make all this money, let it sit in my account, and watch it every single day and be a miserable old man. But because Kay goes out and spends, plans trips and stuff, I get to enjoy my life. So I do hate seeing money leave my account and hate the fact that you just think that it's okay to just go out to Amazon and just give all the money away that we both work hard for. But I do appreciate the fact that we have moments and memories that we can enjoy. So,
and we were able to live like comfortably, right?
Yes.
So there's certain things that you won't even think about that we need. But me, running a household, having the children around, just knowing things that we need. Like, you don't look for, like this morning, DeVal just like, damn, I need some Q-tips. Guess what? I just got some Q-tips on Amazon. And I just ran and got them in the box.
Do Q-tips come in Chanel boxes? That's what Q-tips come in Chanel boxes? Because those is Q-tips that got delivered here the other day when I... Those is Q-tips. Oh, I didn't know.
That was Christian Dior.
I didn't know. Oh, my bad.
Correct.
My bad. It was Christian Dior Q-tips now.
If you...
Right? You got bougie ears? You got bougie ears?
You adore me.
Dior me. I knew it.
You see
what I'm saying, guys?
Yeah. So I had a rough couple of weeks, so I just treated myself to a little something. I mean, that was it. But I understand. I get it. You know, like I said, I'm a work in progress. The good Lord is working on me. And my third.
Go ahead.
And I'll pick from my list, seeing as though you had a long list of things.
My list wasn't that long, but go ahead.
But okay. So I can't say that I completely hate this because there's a benefit to it. However, DeVal be liking to talk and debate about every goddamn thing, and I don't be feeling like talking about it.
We got a podcast. Like, niggas got to talk in the podcast. Like, are you going to come on the podcast?
I'm talking about outside of the podcast, DeVal. I'm talking about on a regular day. DeVal just be coming with these, like, deep conversations out of nowhere. And I just don't want to, like, engage in the conversation. But I be stuck having to engage in these conversations with you sometimes. And I'm just like, I just want to, like, be in silence and just, like, cuddle.
You know what your problem is? No, you don't want to be in silence and cuddle. Because you know what being in silence and cuddling leads to?
I just want to cuddle. We've already spoke about it.
And I
want to
debate or fuck. All right?
The two extremes.
Pick your poison.
The two extremes.
Pick your poison now.
See, at this point, nobody as much as I hate debating and stuff and having these deep conversations, sometimes these deep conversations do, I will say, evoke lots of thought and breakthroughs and stuff like that. However,
my bad.
Sometimes I'm just like, devout, I don't want to debate. So I'm usually the couple, we'll be with a group of like people, a group of friends, and devout will be the one having like full blown debates and conversations with people. And then I'm slowly like Homer Simpson, like backing out into the bush because I just don't be feeling that. And maybe too, because I don't like people like that. So I don't be liking to talk to people all the time, but you're
well, you just said you don't like to talk to me neither. So I know you don't like to talk to other people. There's a time I just found out that my wife hates the fact that I'm an intellectual. And I like to discuss current events in life. I just found this out, guys.
It's not even just that.
So from now on, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to just take my shirt off and walk around going, oh, 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 oh. Who says that? Like, who says that?
I'm just saying there's a time and place for it. And sometimes it's just the most inopportune time that you want to have. And it doesn't even have to be about current events.
I'm not talking no more. It could
just be having, like, relationship conversations. And you just want to have these long, drawn-out debates.
I'm not talking to you no more.
And I'm just like, bro.
I'm not talking to you no more.
And at that point, when we have those conversations, then I'll be like, oh, I see where this is going. He's doing this on purpose. Then I'll go ahead and get my hair tie. And I'll put the pillow on the floor. And I'll be like, shut up.
It's hard out here for a man, bro.
Shut up.
It's hard out here, bro. I can't win for losing, y'all. I can't win for losing. She hates the fact that I read and want to discuss the stuff that I read. I watch documentaries and want to debate it.
It's just sometimes you have moments where
can't even get my thought out because now she won't cut me off. Remember that was one of the honorable mentions. I said she cut me off. I just let her go on a whole dissertation about how she hates the fact that I talk. I'm not even trying to talk to her no more. I'm trying to talk to y'all, and she's trying to cut me off from talking to y'all. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna go take a break. We're gonna go do these ads. Wait, can I say that? Is that bothering you? Can I say that? We're going to take a break, pay some of these bills, and when we come back, we're going to get to listener letters. I'm going to let Kay do the whole listener letter because I don't want to debate with nobody.
Shut up. Right? You see how extreme he is? That on the list of things that I hate, you mad, petty. Petty wop.
Hey, what's good, y'all? I think it's important for you to understand why Black representation in media is important. It's important because the media represents how people view us, and it's important that they understand that Black people are not a monolithic people.
That is a fact, and the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story.
In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience.
Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Y'all, let me tell you, after the Love Against the World tour, my social battery is depleted, drained, no energy. How do you feel, babe?
I don't know. You know, it can be easy for people to ignore their social battery and spread themselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up one after another in the wintertime.
That's a fact. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge after that? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time like me.
You know what? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/deadass today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/deadass. During the break, let's quickly talk about a couple things that are important to most people I know. Comfort and style. Crocs, classic clogs, and sandals have both covered.
When I'm talking about style, I mean personal style. There are just so many colors and so many Jibbitz charms that you can add to the Crocs to make them unique. You can dress up your Crocs to match your mood, to match your personality, to fit the occasion, and you can change them up day to day.
I mean, ultimately, you can stand out from the crowd in a way that only you can because it's your personal style. And now, let's talk about comfort. You know, it doesn't get better than Crocs, clogs, and sandals when it comes to being comfortable. Style and comfort are usually a trade-off, but here, they're a package deal. It's like you have cushions on your feet. Soft, stylish, personalized, colorful cushions.
That's right. So why wait? Head over to Crocs.com today and experience the comfort and style of Crocs classic clogs and sandals for yourself. Your feet will thank you. There's power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. And y'all know I love my lip bar products. That's just one, to name a few.
There is a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long.
That's right, y'all. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
That's right. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
So, guys, real quick before we jump into listener letters, some tips for when you feel like you hate your spouse.
Why are you rubbing my arm like this?
Because I really love you, but I just wanted to like just run off a couple tips that we came up with, okay? Try to name what you're really feeling, okay? Walk it off or walk it out, whichever which way you want to do it. Make sure you're getting enough time apart. That's important because we do value time apart sometimes too. Mm-hmm. Makes me miss them, right? Pay attention to what's going on with you because sometimes it might be you. It may not be them. Okay,
let's deflect. Sometimes it may be you.
Sometimes it may be me. I will say that. Assess whether the relationship is still meeting your needs. Mm-hmm. Recognize what triggers the feeling. Mm-hmm. Look at it from their perspective. And the opposite of walking it out, work it out. Talk to people you trust. Focus on the positive. And if all else fails, you know, seek counseling.
Yes,
talk therapy. Talk to a therapist.
Therapy.
So I hope that helps y'all. You know, so let's go into listener letters real quick. Do you want to read it or would you like
I'll
me
read
to?
The first one.
All right, go for it.
All right. I'm dating a guy, Pisces. Who just puts that in there?
I don't know. Some people are very big on like astrology and like.
I see. Okay. I'm dating a guy, Pisces,
who is very sensitive. So are Pisces men sensitive? What's the consensus? So.
I don't know any Pisces men. I don't think he seems to cry. Cry a lot too over little things in my perspective. Sometimes I can understand the frustration and other times I wonder if it's the alcohol or is he emotionally unstable. It sucks because it's frustrating and he's a good guy. Treats me like a queen, but sadly I haven't had the patience for a man crying over nothing or being overly sensitive. It's not fun to walk on eggshells and I know I'm not that mean. How do you know if a sensitive man is worth the effort or work? Or how do we know they're actually emotionally unstable and it's a red flag to go? Or how can I be more cautious to not trigger him to cry without having to lose all the fun? Love you both, and I appreciate your advice to come.
So what I'm wondering off the bat is what exactly is he crying over? Because is it he crying over like scenario situations? Does he see a sad movie and he cries? Like where the
I just
want to
say that
from?
I think this is toxic femininity. That's what I think. This is toxic femininity. She telling
Explain.
Him he's too emotional. He cried too much. Women have been saying for years, man, y'all need to open up. It's okay to cry. And a man start opening up to the woman he loved, and she's using it as a weakness.
Well, is she? Is
this
he
is
opening,
toxic?
Is he opening up or is he just crying? Because it seems like
Doesn't
she's not
matter.
Sure if he's overly sensitive
Doesn't
or not.
Matter.
Maybe he needs to get to the root of why he is crying.
Does it matter? He's sharing his emotions.
I mean, I'm not opposed to that.
They watching a movie. Say they watching Bambi. Bambi gets shot. Boo, boo, boo. Bambi's mother, excuse me, gets shot. Boo. He drop a tear duck or two. Is that a problem?
No, I guess he's in tune with like
his emotions.
His emotions. All right. But I don't know. I mean, I guess also too, she's probably looking for a man who's probably a little bit more stable.
Say it.
But more stable.
Masculine.
Right. Or maybe that. Maybe he's the thing is for so long. Crying and men have been seen as like two completely different ends of the spectrum. Like that's just something men don't do.
Right.
So maybe she's alarmed now because she's accustomed to men not crying or men being more masculine by not crying. So she's taken aback now. She's like, I don't understand what this is. Maybe there's something there that's you know, because she says, how can I be more cautious not to trigger him to cry? So was she saying something? She says she knows
she's not that mean.
Or is she? Maybe she's saying things to make him cry or make him feel inadequate.
I don't know.
I have enough context here for this.
Maybe she doesn't realize how mean she is, or maybe he's just soft. Like, it could be either one. Like, right. I'm just being honest. Sometimes women don't realize that words have power, and some things you say in your mind may not be mean because that's how you grew up, right? But maybe he didn't grow up that way. For example, my cousin Portia grew up with me and Brian. All we did was play fight, shoot the dozens, talk trash to each other. So my cousin Portia, she got a mouth on her. Mm-hmm. If she's with a dude who's not used to that type of environment, she could be seen as mean.
Possibly.
Thank God she married a dude from Philly, my man. Yep. Rich. Rich ain't soft. So she get crazy at the mouth, he gonna get crazy at the mouth back. Like I think that people assume that all men exist in one space, mm-hmm. and that's not true.
Right.
And all women think that the space they exist in is the reality. Mm-hmm. When really that's not true. We're all individual people. He may be a little soft. She may be a little mean. And together, he end up crying all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they should explore that.
Right.
She should go into her past and find out if there's things that she says or does or
that makes
practices.
Her a little bit more abrasive. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Yeah.
And he need to look at himself and be like, why am I always crying all the time?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think they both can do some
they
work.
They can find a happy medium.
They can find a happy medium and do some work, you know?
It definitely requires some exploring, though, because, yeah, I'm not sure about what's triggering the crying, which is, I think, the confusing part for me with it. But for her saying that I'm not that mean makes me feel like it may be some things that she says to him or does that triggers or cues the crying.
But here's a good point though. She did say she hates walking on eggshells, mm-hmm. right? Remember I told you I hate walking on eggshells? And in another episode, we were talking about how it doesn't matter sometimes what or how you say it to someone. If someone is bringing something into a relationship, mm-hmm. then that emotion, comes out whenever they feel attacked, no matter how you say it.
Right.
I could see how she could be frustrated walking on eggshells because it's like, dang, it don't matter if I'm abrasive. It don't matter how nice and light I try to talk to him. If he always crying, that may be something that he just keeps bringing to the relationship.
Right.
And he need to check that out. You know what I'm saying? And she can check hers. He can check his. But if they love each other, if y'all love each other, if y'all listening and watching, if y'all love each other, do some research on yourself.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go, period. All right.
And let's stop clowning men who cry. That's toxic femininity.
We're just toxic altogether.
Is that even a word?
Be in tune with your emotions, but he should be able to express it too, you know? And some of mm-hmm. that takes work sometimes for him to probably figure out why it is he's like that. You know?
And let me be clear, I ain't for all the crying either. I tell my boys, you don't cry in front of people you don't trust. So I don't tell them, like, you can't cry. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's toxic masculinity if you're telling them you can't cry. But I do tell my boys, you do not cry in front of people you don't trust. Mm-hmm. So you can't just be out here just sobbing all the time. You got to learn how to hold it in, get to a place where you're comfortable, and then let it out. So
there you go. All right, now, number two. Man, y'all are sending dissertations. Really? How do you guys feel about privacy in relationships? I'm 31 and I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years. We're headed for marriage, but we couldn't bring ourselves to pay for a wedding before buying a house. His lease is up in December 2019. So in January of 2020, coincidentally just before the pandemic, he moved into my place so we could save more money for our future.
Smart.
And this is where the problem really starts.
Yes.
Dum, dum, dum. Moving in together. This man leaves me no privacy, and that's in caps. Caps lock, sis. No privacy. He goes through my phone, ooh, mail, purse, drawers, comes into the bathroom when I'm in there, eavesdrops on my conversations with my girls. Anything invasive, he does it. And this is not because he doesn't trust me. He's just plain nosy, and it drives me nuts.
Oh, so he's K. Why you get quiet? You don't check my mail? You don't check my mail?
Are you serious?
You don't check my mail?
Did we just move in together? I'm cashing your checks, bro. What you mean, though?
Yeah, y'all see?
Anyway.
Y'all see that look just now? If looks could kill right now, she would have split my wig just now.
Moment of truth time.
You're not,
I'm done with you today.
You're not nosy?
I am very nosy. And what, I embrace it. So
that's
what?
That's what she's saying. She's saying, oh, see, why you get mad?
But I don't be going through your drawers and your phone and all that stuff. I don't do that.
Anymore.
Goodbye to Val. You want to finish reading the listen letter? Because she's not even going to get no advice today. Mess it with you.
Well, I'm just... Okay, I finished reading the listen. I'm going to be quiet because I don't want no smoke. I really don't want no smoke. I don't. Go ahead.
It's too late.
I'll finish.
Niggas in here choking on smoke.
During a family dinner, his cousins mentioned wanting to change careers, and he
said, "Let me finish reading it because I was doing a better job anyway." So,
hey, whatever you all right today? Are you all right?
And this is not because he doesn't trust me. He's just plain old nosy, and it drives me nuts. Bad enough we're still working remotely. His take is, in relationships, you should be one. He's an oversharer and sometimes tells me more than I feel I need to know. But 2 weeks ago, I had a huge blow up. During a family dinner, his cousin mentioned wanting to change careers, and he said, "That's cool. Akilah's going to back to school for her master's too." Now, I never told him this. He found out I was applying to different programs by going through my things, but it's a big decision I wasn't sure about and I was not ready to reveal yet. I was livid. He doesn't see the big deal and says I need to learn to share more with the people that I love. This isn't the first time he's mentioned things to someone that I never told him, but this took the cake for me. Being on my own for so long, I don't know if I can live like this anymore or live like this forever, but... maybe because I'm on my own, I've been on my own for so long, I'm looking at this selfishly. Is marriage about giving up privacy? Should I just ask him to share things about me, but accept that I'll never have the space that I once have? I love both of your perspectives on this. P.S. I know Kay loves zodiac signs, although I'm Aries and he's a Leo. I mean, I don't know if I love zodiac signs, but it's a topic of conversation. So, you know, I'm an Aries and he's a Leo. Okay, so. What's your perspective, DeVal? Since you always have something to say. That's why we started the podcast, y'all. Because DeVal always have something to say. So go ahead and say it.
I like that.
Go ahead and say it.
You know what? I'm going to have my own podcast.
Since I'm so nosy, go ahead and say it.
You know what my podcast
is going to be? Y'all already know. Y'all, he already says on listener letters, oh, Kadena's nosy because she want to know y'all business.
Didn't she?
Y'all be asking me for my 2 cents. So y'all send it in and I'm just obliging. But go ahead, DeVal.
She said,
"What should she do about her nosy ass man?"
I don't. Can you let me know if you want me to speak?
I just said it. Go ahead.
But you said it.
You
before.
Holding up the process. She wants answers. Akilah wants answers.
Akilah, understand that when you're dealing with a nosy person, and they move into the house with you, things that you think are invasive to them is just normal. For example, mail comes into the house. Kadeem passes me checks that have my name on it. I say, you know, it's a federal offense to open my mail. She goes, you have no privacy here. Verbatim.
I've never said that.
You've never said that to me?
I never said you had no privacy there. I do that because DeVal will go through the mail, take out the checks, and leave all the bills there. And I'm the one that has to manage the bills. So usually when I go through the mail, I'll take the checks out, give them to you to deposit, and I'll take care of the bills. That's just the process.
You don't say what's yours is mine and what's mine is ours?
I agree with that, but I didn't say that you don't have a right to some privacy. I do believe that people should have a bit of privacy in their relationships in general. Just as an individual, it's a level of respect.
Okay, so let's be
like,
honest.
Like, I'm not going through
let's
your drawers, although I will go through
let's
your drawers to fold them
minute.
And stuff.
Can we be honest for a minute?
Yes.
Did you used to go through my phone?
Yes, I did. Early on in the relationship. Not something I do now. I did.
Right.
Like
but why
years
did you go
ago.
Through my phone? Because you were what?
Nosy.
And we were living where?
Together.
So how you be ready to argue with me about stuff that I be saying is true? But you actually did.
Well, you have to do it in the context of their relationship 4 years and then us 19 years. I'm not the
okay.
same person
no,
I was
but
then.
I,
but back
but
then,
didn't
I
just
I
say
did. Yeah.
You have to be prepared when you're dealing with a nosy person and they move in with you. What you're used to, what you think is invasive to them is just being nosy.
Right.
That's all I said.
Well, I mean.
But you was be ready to argue with me. She asked me for my perspective. I'm giving her my perspective.
Because you always try to be funny, DeVal. We already know that. We know you're trying to be funny.
I'm getting, cause
so
it's,
we get that.
Because humor is part of the podcast. All right. Learn to laugh it off, baby. Now,
so
when we moved in together, you used to check my phone, right? Mail comes in here. You check my mail. That could be invasive to people who are not used to being in relationships and living with someone who's nosy. Kadeen is nosy. I'll be on my phone. She'll be looking directly at my phone. And I'll be like, yo, you just looking at my phone? And she's just like, your phone is open. Nosy people be nosy. They don't consider it to be invasive. Why? Because Kadeen doesn't care if I look at her phone. Kadeen don't care if I open her mail. So in her mind, this is normal behavior.
Yes, I agree with that. However, where it goes south for me is him then telling her business to everybody.
That
is you, definitely now, overstepping.
That's something that me point, and Kadeen do not
never do.
We have conversations with each other about mm-hmm. what we're going to share to other people. I am not allowed, and she is not allowed, to share my business with other people unless we've already had a discussion about it.
That's a fact. And even still then, I feel like I do owe him the respect to some business that he wants to tell, he tells. You know what I mean? And it could be good business. You know, it could be good things. It could be, you know, not so good things. But I think we definitely have that.
That to me instinct. Is just a mutual respect that I think they also have to learn to communicate, right?
Yeah.
So, for example, I used to hate that Kadeen used to check my phone. Even though I had nothing to hide in my phone. Mm-hmm. I used to be like, why you check my phone? And she used to be like,
I don't know, it just be there. Yeah, it just be there. So.
And I'm just like,
I don't got time to do that now. And I'm just too busy.
What goes through your mind that you just think it's okay because the phone's here to go through it and look at it? And she used to be like, I don't know, it's just there. So I just go look and see what's in it. I had to understand that she wasn't doing anything to be malicious. Mm-hmm. She was nosy. But I had to create my own boundaries the same way you have to create your own boundaries. Mm-hmm. My thing was, I don't just pick up your phone because you may have information there that you don't want me to see. For example, she be planning trips and surprises. If I go through her phone and I ruin all the surprises, I've messed that up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I may not understand the context of anything that's in her phone. For example, remember that time you asked me to check your email mm-hmm. and you were going to, I think it was... Oh my gosh, I forgot what you were trying to surprise me with, but you were going to get makeup done at a hotel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Going to get makeup done at a hotel. Mm-hmm. Sends an email, hey, I'm be at the hotel, blah, 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 blah.
Well,
blah.
No, that's not what it was. It was a gentleman who emailed me about his girlfriend.
His girlfriend.
Yes. And he was trying to surprise her for their, he was proposing.
Proposing.
So he had the hotel information that he was exchanging.
Back and forth through y'all emails.
Yes. There you go. And that's before, like when early on in Makeup Days, I didn't even have like a professional email. Right. It was just my personal
And this
email
was super early before you even using social media or DMs.
Yeah, exactly.
But even so, if I go through her email and mm-hmm. I see her and a gentleman
right.
planning to meet up at a hotel and she's telling me she got to go to work, mm-hmm. I can create whatever narrative I want out of that email because I'm just being nosy. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's just not healthy to be nosy and check up on other people's things because you can create your own stories that may not be true. Mm-hmm. And things happen like that often.
Yeah.
And then you look like a fool because imagine I show up at the hotel. Aha! I knew it! And then she's sitting there doing a girl's makeup at someone's face. Then I would feel like an idiot. But you know how many times that happens?
That probably has happened, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or I create an argument and she ends up not going to the hotel and missing out on business because I'm looking at her phone and being nosy and thinking I know everything. Mm-hmm. You have to give people privacy, even if you live in the same space. There's nothing wrong with having your own and being it. Now, the male, look, we married. We've been married. We've been together 19 years. If mail comes in here, Kadeen gonna open the mail. I could care less. Right. Like, I really could care less.
But, like,
less.
Also him going through her purse. Like, I was always taught, like you don't go through a woman's purse.
My
like,
mother
ever.
Told me
you
that.
You know what I mean,
I don't
too?
Go through your purse.
So, it's just like, what, like, I just don't understand, like, that level of just, like, he goes in the bathroom when she's there, listening to conversations with girlfriends. Like, so it's almost like she's living like a prisoner in her own home because she can't be comfortable just existing without him telling her business. That has to be annoying.
He could be nosy or he could be insecure.
Right.
And if he's insecure, he's looking for something. And if there's nothing there for her to show, he's going to keep digging because in his insecurity, he's thinking I'm going to find something. So since he's always looking for something, he could be looking deeper and deeper and deeper and there's nothing there to look for.
Right.
That's a possibility. I don't want to put that on him because mm-hmm. I don't like putting that on anybody because I could have put that on you mm-hmm. and it would have destroyed us.
Right.
But I legitimately felt like you were just nosy and you were. And,
yeah.
and
we make jokes about it. Especially the age had nothing to do at that time. Yeah. It's just like, oh, whatever.
We make jokes about it. And everything, day, the truth is everything doesn't have to be so serious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As long as you're willing to have a conversation with your partner and get true understanding and be willing to listen to him or her and try to give each other grace so you can change, it can all be funny later on once you figure out what it is. know what I'm saying? That's why I like to make jokes about things, because to me, it's not really that serious. You checked my phone, you checked my email. We've been together 10 years, about to be 11, about to be 19 years as best friends and lovers. Like, I'm going to laugh at a lot of stuff because it really is not that big of a deal. Because if right. it was, we wouldn't even That's be true. Together.
It's just that some things, too, are triggering. Like, you're like, you're no, well, you know how you get.
Yeah, I know how you get.
But also, too, like, I'm just like, wait a second. Like, that might have been Kadeen 17 years ago. But, like, now I'm like, I got time to be checking your drawers and stuff like that. If anything, I'm going to refresh your drawers with your drawers. How about that? Because I did laundry. So you're welcome.
Yeah, you don't snoop as much. No. But people are getting used to you being triggered by me even making jokes. Cause your looks be like
I just want us to be clear.
I'll be clear.
Crystal.
But
clear.
I know I'll be clowning. Like,
I know. I know who I'm married. Clowning, I know who I'm dealing with. I know who I'm dealing with.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And I know who I'm dealing with.
Yes, sis. I don't know. Yeah, talk to homeboy. Let him know that there has to be some kind of boundaries, because yes. marriage is not about giving up privacy or giving up boundaries. Like that's a bit much. No. All right, y'all. So if you'd like to be featured as one of our listener letters, since I'm nosy, as y'all already know, email us deadassadvice@gmail.com.
That's deadassadvice at gmail.com.
Moment of truth. The moment of truth.
Yes, the moment of truth.
I hate that I love you so. I actually don't hate that I love you. I love that I love you. Okay.
This is my moment of truth. You don't have to love absolutely everything about your partner to be in love with them and for that person to be perfect with you. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be different. It's okay to have different ideologies. It's okay to be different people, because what I've learned is that us being so different gives me a different perspective of life through your eyes. Mm-hmm. So I don't hate that I love you. I love that I love you. I love how different you are. You my baby, you get on my forever loving nerves.
I be tapping, tap dancing on it.
You be tapping on my nerves.
Tap dancing on my nerves. But the feeling is mutual.
I know.
Let's be clear. I understand that. The feeling is very mutual.
But I love that we're different.
No, I love that too. And that was actually going to be my moment of truth. Trying to, in those things that you hate, embrace what's different about it and see how maybe that can then impact your life in a positive way. For example, with me being the one who kind of lags with things sometimes, try having a day or two where I don't have an off button. I'm always on like you are, and maybe see how much I can accomplish in that time frame. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because usually something that you hate about someone, I feel like even with our circumstances, you hate something that is the opposite of what you do.
Yes.
So it's like one of those things that's a trigger, because it's like, damn, like I would never do that, but that's what you do.
Yeah.
So trying to see like the bright side of it and just maybe taking a day or two to apply that to your life and see, hey, it may not be that bad after all. I might have accomplished a lot of shit. Then I can clock out. So I hope y'all had a good time with us today. You know, we always have a good time with you. Be sure to follow us on social media if you are not already. You have the podcast page on Instagram, Dead Ass the Podcast. And you know to find me, Kadeen. I am.
And I am DeVal. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Dead Ass, baby.
Dead Ass. Dead Ass is a production of iHeartMedia Podcast Network and is produced by Denora Pena and Tribble. Follow the podcast on social media at Dead Ass the Podcast and never miss a thing.
You know that I feel like it's important to express yourself. You got to put your true self out there. And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do that.
That's right. Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know it doesn't get any more comfortable than the Croc clogs and sandals. They are just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit Crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, HELP.com.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock. One at Flatiron Plaza in New York City and one at Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's a perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products. It's free for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart. Trust, you don't want to miss it.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.